Talking Data Podcast. I am Jack Vaughn of SearchDataManagement.com. The fall season of data-oriented technology conferences is very well underway, and today we're going to be discussing news from one such of those events. I'm joined by Ed Burns of SearchBusinessAnalytics.com. Ed, you were in Las Vegas at the SAS Institute Premier Business Leadership Conference, and you were telling me some of the presentations there centered on the role of analytics, and I'm asking if you could give us some highlights of that.
Sure, Jack. I thought one of the more interesting presentations was from Clayton Christensen. He's a professor from the Harvard Business School, and he talked a lot broadly about business and the role of technology in business, but he also talked specifically about analytics and predictive analytics. The broad point of his presentation was that it can be really hard for existing businesses to deal with disruptive innovation. So, you know, some new player in their market or changes to the market that they operate in. But then he talked about this phenomenon of disruptive innovation through the lens of predictive analytics and how a lot of businesses today think that they can really get a clear picture of what's going to be coming down the road in their industry. But Christensen was a little bit more skeptical of that. His point was basically that when you're basing predictive models on historic data, you can only predict the future if it looks exactly like the past, basically. But when we start getting into, you know, innovations that really disrupt the market, you can't predict that. And so he was a little skeptical of all these businesses that are investing in predictive analytics and, you know, really pinning their hopes on being able to predict the future.
Well, I had a chance to see him before in the past myself, and I know he's a compelling speaker, and he has written a book on this type of disruption. He showed that in the past that Kodak, U.S. Steel were making all the right decisions at the same time the business was going elsewhere, and or the industry might be going elsewhere. Same thing happened with the big mini computer companies, too. Did you get a sense of the reaction of the crowd to that contention?
Sure. I mean, it seemed like a lot of people were really impressed with his presentation in general. There were a number of commenters after his presentation who were asking a lot of good questions, and I mean, a lot of questions that he honestly didn't really have much of an answer for. You know, basically asking, if we can't predict what's going to come our way, how do we stay relevant? And I think that gets to his broader point that, you know, you can't necessarily, even if you do have some really fancy predictive models working for you. I think the key point there, though, is just that a business needs to stay nimble and be ready for any changes that that happen in the market and not be too focused on any one specific process that diminishes their ability to adjust down the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you had mentioned as well to me that Jack Phillips was a presenter at the event, and that part of that discussion had to do with, the role of analytics or even a chief analytics officer. So how does that fit, or can you tell me who is Jack and what did he have to say?
Well, so Jack Phillips is one of the founders of the International Institute for Analytics. He founded it with Tom Davenport, another very popular speaker on the analytics conference circuit. And so I had a chance to sit down with him and chat for a little bit. And so we talked a little bit about how businesses' approaches to analytics are changing and how this is going to be reflected in the type of executives we see. He talked about how in the past couple of years, businesses have been hiring chief data officers, and they've been hiring these people in order to sort of build the foundations of a data-driven approach to decision-making. And so that would be, you know, dealing with the back-end stuff, building a data warehouse and developing data governance strategies and, you know, the sort of back-end things like that. But he was saying that in the last couple of years, as businesses have put more resources towards those sorts of things, they've kind of got it figured out now. And so it's not as important these days to have someone who is solely focused on that type of really serious data management type of processes. He thinks it's more important, or it will be more important in the next couple of years, to have a chief analytics officer. And so that would be someone who's more focused on the data science, so making sure that all of the analytics applications are, you know, running properly and delivering meaningful insights and based on good data analysis practices. And so I know you always talk about how we don't really want to get too bogged down in all of the, you know, changes at the executive level, and I agree with that 100% that we can, you know, sometimes go astray talking too much about these titles that, you know, sometimes aren't terribly meaningful. But I think it is an interesting point in this context, talking about how this change at the executive level is sort of reflecting where businesses are at as far as their development of analytic practices.
Yeah, well, as I, in a little conversation with you had said, I feel a lot of these chief data officers are coming out of marketing. They are from the business side. But as I've talked with a few, I've been amazed that they have kicked the tires on Hadoop and some of those grimy, grungy data things, you know.
Mm-hmm. And for what it's worth, I do think that you're right, and I am a little skeptical that, you know, that businesses no longer need someone to think about that sort of thing. You know, I think that maybe there are some, you know, simple to operate, maybe cloud-hosted applications that make getting things up and running really easy today. But at the same time, if you're really going to invest in this and really put a lot of resources towards becoming a data-driven company, you probably do want someone on your staff who is really familiar with, like you say, the down and dirty, you know, Hadoop and all that sort of thing.
Well, it's something to keep an eye on, and it's keeping us busy. And,
sure.
Let's say for the this is the Talking Data Podcast, and I am Jack Vaughn of SearchDataManagement.com, and had an interesting time speaking with Ed Burns of Search Business Analytics today. Asking our audience to stay in touch and look forward to being on the air again on the old Talking Data Podcast.